Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another, and this is the final edition of the top players in each division here on Chart Choppers on the Chop Sports Network. I am your host, Alan Austin. Tony Cavallo joined me last week to talk about the top 20 NFC West players. He's here with me again today to talk about the top 10 AFC West players. Tony, how are you and how are the West Coast Gamblers?
Well, now, Alan, you got to talk to me beforehand, because after you did top 20 for the NFC West, I went out and made a top 30 list for this division thinking we would go one step further. And now, wow. I got to throw all that work away. It took me all week, Alan, all week.
You don't have to throw it all away. Just 30 through 11.
Thanks.
So I'm glad we saved you there. Tony, this a preamble. This could have been a top 13 or 14, but I'm limiting it to 10. A lot of names that are going to be controversial that I left off, but please, please know that I love these players. I think the AFC West is so top heavy in terms of the team, and you know which team I'm talking about, the almighty Kansas City Chiefs. They are the Goliath of the National Football League.
Well, I mean, my co-host, Schaefer the Sharp, likes to say that Kansas City has the best QB, tight end, and wide receiver in all the NFL. I don't know if I agree with that sentiment, but that's how top heavy it is.
I agree with 2/3 of that.
Yeah.
I do not think Tyreek Hill is the best wide receiver. I think Davante Adams of your Green Bay Packers is the best wide receiver going in the National Football League, followed by DeAndre Hopkins. Then I think we enter the Tyreek Hill conversation. But let's see where he ranks in this division. All right. Number 10, somebody that I'm a big fan of, probably not on your list, and this is the one I feel is the most controversial for cracking the top 10, but correct me if you think I'm absolutely wrong, and he should be, Josh Jacobs, running back, Las Vegas Raiders. I'm a huge fan.
I did the top 30 list, and Josh Jacobs didn't make it, Alan.
Wow.
Listen, nothing against Josh Jacobs. When he's not injured in Las Vegas, he's driving his car through an airport tunnel into directly head first into it after a playoff loss. Like, I just don't think Josh Jacobs is a reliable player at the running back position. And again, I would not have him on this list. Running backs also, to me, don't matter in the NFL. You can have anyone run the ball in the NFL. And I am a Green Bay fan. I have Aaron Jones, one of the best in the world. I'm mad we paid him the money we paid him to be on my team. I'd rather be running the ball with AJ Dillon and Killian Hill. I think you can get anyone to run the ball in the NFL. It's rare you get a Derrick Henry type person. Josh Jacobs is not the game changer that a Derrick Henry is.
Okay, I knew it'd be controversial. And there are guys on this list. I do think the Josh Jacobs pick bleeds into my personal bias because I am a fan of his. So
yeah.
I get what you're saying. I acknowledge that you're probably right. However, it's Chart Choppers with Alan Austin. So
I mean, honestly, looking at this list, Alan, looking at this division, I'd rather have three other running backs. I'd rather have Eckler. I'd rather have Clyde. I'd rather have even Melvin Gordon over Josh Jacobs.
It's funny you say that because Jacobs is the only running back in my top 10.
Yeah.
And we will get to the honorable mentions. This was a tough division. I wanted to challenge myself and do the 10. I love Jacobs. Number 9, Joe Thuney. Thuney, the guard for the Chiefs. I looked it up. I did the research. You know, I did my own private research.
Yeah.
And when you have a guy who's in the conversation with the likes of Zach Martin and Quentin Nelson, you got to put him in the list. Like, it's a tough position and he's one of the best at it. So for that Kansas City Chief offensive line, if he's the best guy on it, that's something special. So he makes the list at number 9. Number 8, Keenan Allen. Super talented wideout, has a real quarterback, no knock on Philip Rivers, whatever you want to say. I think Justin Herbert's better than Philip Rivers will ever be. So I like Keenan Allen. I've got him at number 8.
So far, you haven't named a guy on my top 10 yet, but keep going.
Well, I think that's going to change with my next one. Coming in at number 7, Chris Jones, defensive lineman. No, how do you not have Chris Jones on your top 10?
I had him at 11. I love Chris Jones. Needs to stay on the field, though.
All right. Number 6. Maybe this will be the one that brings us together. the best safety in the NFL, Justin Simmons, has to be in your top 10.
Definitely in my top 10. I don't know if he's the best safety in the NFL, but I mean, I'm not going to get mad at you for calling him that. He is awesome, and he is definitely in my top 10. He came in at number 7 for me.
Number 7? So we're pretty close. We're pretty close. All right. The top 5, I think, is a clear top 5. So I want to jump into some of the...
I will say, just because I saw this now, you said he's the best safety in the division. He's not the best safety on my top 10 list, I just realized.
You have the Honey Badger?
No. Ooh. I have 3 safeties in this top 10 list.
Hit me. We're doing honorable mentions now, so go for it.
Derwin James. Listen, I know he's missed the past 2 years.
He's on my honorable mentions. He was number 11 on my list.
I know he's missed the past 2 years due to injury, but he's back this year and he is on fire. He can do everything you want. Matthew is more, the Honey Badger is more of a free safety roaming the top of the field. Justin Simmons as well. Derwin James comes in and can play that in the box linebacker, that ninth guy against the run. Derwin James does everything for this team. Covers tight ends, wide receivers, deep balls, short balls. Derwin James is an all-around awesome player. He came in at number 5 on my list.
I love that guy. I had him. Now, Tony, this is going to be very hard for the audience at home to hear. You run a fantasy football league,
yeah,
which not only has a last week of the season championship,
mm-hmm.
but also has an individual defensive player.
Yes.
I had Derwin James 2 years ago, loved him.
He's amazing. Yeah. He is unbelievable.
I love Derwin James. Number 11 on my list. Number 12 for honorable mentions. Number 12 on my list was Austin Eckler. Running through some of my other honorable mentions. This one was another tough one. Von Miller. The guy has put in work year after year after year, and to not put him out of principle on my top 10 was tough. He's somewhere in the, you know, 13 to 15 range for me, just out of respect. Well, but not top 10.
We talked about this last week with the NFC West with Bobby Wagner. If this was 5 years ago, Von Miller's at the top of this list.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a few years past his prime.
And I think we talked last week about Aaron Donald. I think that's what also makes Aaron Donald so special, is that he's been consistent for multiple years now, where the lifespan of a superstar in a non-quarterback position in the NFL is so short. Von Miller, all the respect. A couple other defensive ends. Joey Bosa, I just need him to stay on the field before he can. Talent-wise, might be top 5, but he can't stay on the field.
Yeah.
I love Bradley Chubb, another guy who can't stay on the field.
I know.
And another guy who's probably in that 15 to 20 range, who I think is a good football player, Yannick Ngakoue. Just a good player, not top 10. Alexander Johnson, Bryce Callahan, Kyle Fuller coming over from the Bears, joining the Broncos. Really nice player. The Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu.
What time out? The Honey Badger didn't make your top 10?
Honey Badger's not my top 10, no.
Oh, my God.
Kareem Jackson. And, you know, Austin Eckler, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Melvin Gordon.
So Honey Badger's not in your top 10. He came in at number 8 for me. But there's a guy you haven't mentioned yet, and I don't think he's going to be on there.
Let me run through the rest of my honorable mentions before you say this name.
Okay.
Derek Carr, honorable mention.
He's number 9 on my list.
Okay. Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, honorable mentions, along with Noah Fant and Jared Cook. Those are the rest of my honorable mentions. Garrett Ballas, Orlando Brown, Corey Linsley, a lot of good players in this division who I'm sure are in your list somewhere since you did 30, not in my top 10. Teddy Bridgewater, I didn't even consider because he's bounced around division. And I need to see a good year from Teddy Bridgewater before I consider him.
Guys, it is almost time for the best time of the year, and that's tailgate season. And when you think about tailgates, you're thinking about beers and you're thinking about food. And when you're thinking about food, you're thinking about hot sauce. I'm talking about Silk City Hot Sauce. It's a mom and pop business from Vermont that produces hot sauce with locally grown peppers. There's several blends and flavors. Here's just a few. You got Slurp, which is fresh peaches, honey, Vermont apple cider, habanero and cherry pepper blend with a hint of smoked jalapeno. We got the Badass Jew, which is 4 pepper blend jalapeno, cherry pepper, serrano, and habaneros with tomato, roasted red peppers, roasted garlic, and Mexican seasoning. Good Morning Jonestown, which is a smoked habanero and smoked serrano with carrots, roasted peppers, garlic, onions, and a splash of white vinegar. Killer Hot is their second hottest, three pepper blend featuring Fatale, Habanero, and Ghost with roasted red peppers, garlic, and honey. Ghost Whisper is a pile of Ghost and Habanero with roasted peppers, garlic, onion, and red vinegar. It's a very powerful sauce with a deep and delicious flavor. And you guys got to check out the artwork on these bottles. Silk City uses professional comic book artists to create the coolest looking hot sauce in the biz. They offer great deals when you purchase the 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 mix and match packs. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the coupon code CHOP. You're going to receive 20% off your order. You're going to receive a free bottle, and you're going to get some stickers along with that. That's silkcityhotsauce.com.
Kind of how I felt last week. I didn't mention him. I had Jimmy Garoppolo nowhere on my radar for last week. Kind of how I feel about Teddy, although I think Teddy is better than Jimmy G.
Corey Linsley is number 10 on my list. I think Corey Linsley is a game changer at the center position in the prime of his career. It stinks that he left Green Bay and went to the greener pastures, but he got a boatload of money to protect Justin Herbert, and he is doing so running that offensive line. Corey Linsley in the run and the pass game is one of the best players in the world. You said last week that Rodney Hudson was the best center in the league. Corey Linsley is up there as well. He came in at number 10 for me on this list.
Very fair. Very fair. I have no quarrels with that. So let me jump into my top five, because I think the order may or may not upset you, but let's see. Number five, Darren Waller. To me, the second best tight end, probably tied with George Kittle. I really think you could take either as the second best. I think Waller is so close to being next level superstar. And the fact that he's already superstar, you know, it says wonders. The guy's recovered. The guy has had a real nice story, a redemption story. I like the player a lot. He's number five on my list.
There's not many guys in the league that can garner 19 targets in one game and still be successful. Like, normally that's for like when Calvin Johnson was on the Lions, they had nobody else. They just kept throwing to Calvin Johnson and he was successful. That's Darren Waller in this Raiders offense. I think he's unstoppable. He came in at number three on my list.
And rightfully so. And he is someone who really wants Henry Ruggs to jump up, you know, into that next level kind of, because it would just benefit him even more. The same way that a couple other players benefit from each other that we'll talk about. Number four is a quarterback I'm infatuated with, Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
You see him, you live in Los Angeles, you see him way closer than I do. But what I've seen, I think that he is elite.
Absolutely. And if we were rating this on a flow, Justin Herbert would be number one because his hair is gorgeous. Justin Herbert is an unbelievable quarterback. I had him number six on my list just because I want to see a little bit more. I want to see what this Chargers team does in a full season under a good head coach rather than Anthony Lynn. I want to see Herbert take that next step. And I think he's getting used to that new offense that came over from New Orleans. I think Herbert's the real deal. I had him at number six, but I'm fine with him at number four.
Number three. 3 and 2 were tough. Who to put where? I'm going Tyreek Hill at number three. The guy's got speed for days. He makes incredible catches. He is what every team attempts to find in a weapon for their quarterback. He is the gold standard for slot receivers who can also move to the outside. He can line up wherever you need him to. He's unbelievable. We don't get into off the field on this show. If there is a player who's overshadowed, we simply name the player and move on. But Tyreek Hill, number three for me on this list. Number two, Travis Kelce. I think it's pretty obvious from here on out. Kelce is a true difference maker. I'd say he's, at this point, I'm 32 years old. He's probably the best tight end I've seen in my lifetime at this point. Who do you got over him?
Oh, the best tight end that ever played the game, Robert Gronkowski.
No, I think
it's not even a joke. I mean, I come from New England, but Robert Gronkowski, because Kelce is a wide receiver. He's the biggest wide receiver, but he's a wide receiver. Robert Gronkowski played the tight end position.
Why do you keep calling him Robert?
Because he deserves a full name. He deserves the full name on the bust when he goes into Canton. Robert Gronkowski is the best tight end to ever play the game.
But for the sake of this list, we'll leave that argument for another day. Travis Kelce is the best in the game right now, for sure. And he's at number two. Number one is,
I believe it's Patrick.
That's his name. I couldn't remember it off the top of my head. Patrick Mahomes is the best player possibly in the NFL. If we really broke it down, I could probably do my top 10, but it's so whatever. Patrick Mahomes, unbelievable. The best quarterback in the game. The most exciting player to watch, in my opinion, in the entire league. He's just bar none a superstar. He has the championship. He has the accolades, the commercials, and the skill, which is the most important for this list. Patty Mahomes, number one. Do you have any arguments with the top five?
No arguments, just, you know, a little bit of movement along the positions, but really that's just splitting hairs. The top of this, it's a very top heavy division. I will say, Alan, I want to sort of throw a hypothetical out there because it's happened to all the greats. It happened to Jordan, it happened to LeBron, it happened to Gretzky, it happened to Brady. At what point does Pat Mahomes go from beloved to like sort of the heel, sort of hated, sort of like, all right, we're sick of this guy? Because I think he's going to be good for the rest of his career, barring any injury. I think he's going to be awesome. I think he's going to be the best player in the league for a long time. But at some point, the bulk of the public is going to be like, all right, enough of Pat Mahomes. When do you think that happens?
I would say that if it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to. Because really? He is being stuffed down our throats in the media, commercials. But he's so damn likable. Like, he's so inoffensive and he's just like the most pleasant guy. I don't think he's going to have that tweener heel face. I think he's just going to be a baby face his entire career. He may be surrounded on his team by heels, which is certainly the case, but he is so likable that I don't think that'll ever change. I think he will retire as one of the most beloved players in the game's history.
I mean, I think it's a cyclical thing. I think eventually it'll come around to people start to get sick of him and start to hate that Kansas City fandom and Chief Kingdom or whatever they call themselves. But I do love Pat Mahomes, and it's going to be tough for me to hate him because he is the best in the game right now, for sure.
Absolutely. Tony, thanks for joining me once again. We close out my lists for the top players in each division. Why don't you tell the folks at home where they can find you and the West Coast Gamblers?
Well, first, I'll just say it was a pleasure to be on this show and the last show to close out this Chart Choppers top 10 of each division. I'm very happy to be here, very privileged to be here and be talking to an old friend like you. But you can find the West Coast Gamblers wherever you find your podcast needs. We're also on YouTube. We're on Twitter at West Coast Gams. You can see my pretty face coming at you telling how you can make money on NFL Sunday because we give out picks that hit. We have a winning record thus far this season by far. And also you can find me personally on Twitter at Tony_Cavallo. That's all from me.
Real quick, Tone, since you are the gambling guru, since we're doing top players in the league from all the divisions, who is your shortlist for MVP this season and who are you putting your money on?
Well, it's tough because it changes, especially in the beginning of the season, very, very fast. Like last year, for instance, Russ Wilson was leading the league in MVP votes and MVP odds right up until about week 8 when Aaron Rodgers came on late and there was a little bit of Josh Allen buzz as well. Prognosticating into the future, it's got to be a quarterback. It's never not a quarterback. It is never, ever, ever not a quarterback. If anybody tells you, oh, Derrick Henry could win MVP, they're wrong. It's always going to be a quarterback, and it's always going to be a quarterback on the best team in the league. So you got to see what the standings are and what the standings might be at the end of the year. Like a guy like Kyler can do everything offensively. I just don't think Arizona is going to be one of those top four teams in the NFL. So I'm looking for a guy maybe on the outside, maybe on a long shot. But if Matt Stafford and the LA Rams can end up winning the NFC, I think Matt Stafford might be my pick for a long shot MVP pick. Otherwise, coach of the year, I think, is easier to prognosticate because that's just you're picking the best coach in the league. And Matt Rhule and those Carolina Panthers are on fire. I don't know. Throw a little bit on Matt Rhule for turning that around. Go Sam Darnold.
All right. Jet fans in this market, the ones that I've talked to are rooting for Sam. I know sometimes that, you know, a player leaves your team and you root for him to fail because he didn't succeed where you were. But Jet fans seem to blame the organization more so than Sam Darnold, than Robbie Anderson. It seems like they are rooting for him. So I'm sure true Jet fans would be happy to see that happen. Tony,
I don't know what you're talking about. I think Woody Johnson and Adam Gase did a hell of a job.
Anywho, Tony, by the way, just an argument to your only quarterbacks win MVP. In my latest Madden season, Saquon Barkley won MVP. On that note, Tony, thank you. As for the top 10 players in the AFC West, that's that. Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.